Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this shmoney.
Hey boo, hey, happy Tuesday, whatever day you're listening to this on. Okay, so this month I did not batch content for the podcast like I was supposed to. Girl, I don't know what was going on. I remember in a podcast episode I was talking about the fact that April was coming and May was coming and I was like needing to get ahead of my stuff, and then girl, I did not get ahead of anything. So I started going live on Instagram because I was like, you know what? I can go live and that'll make sure that I actually record a piece of content and then I can repurpose it. So the next few episodes that you hear will be live replays. Now, one thing I did not take into account is the fact that when I am talking on live, sometimes the room echoes because the phone is far away from me. So bear with me. I'm going to try to finesse the audio, and you know, I don't be editing, but I'm going to try for you. I'm going to try to finesse this audio so that it sounds good. But if it doesn't, I'm also going to link in the show notes straight to the Instagram post, and the audio sounds fine over there. So feel free to go look at it over there. Maybe I'll get like an external mic or something when I am going live, because I forgot how much I love going live. Like, I really be having fun. There's a whole vibe over there. So, you know, we'll see how long I keep this up, because girl, you know how I be doing. So I'm not even going to lie and say I'm going to be doing these lives consistently or whatever, because baby, life be life and toddlers be tolerant, and yeah. So anyway, this podcast episode is going to be about planning for your summer vacation, something that I am really focused on for myself and my clients is we are all working on our summer plans. What are we doing this summer, and how are we still maintaining momentum this summer in our businesses even when we take time off? I have clients that are taking 2 weeks off. I have clients that are taking 1 week off, but I also have clients that are taking a month or 2 months off. And so we're figuring out now in advance how we can set up our businesses in order to take time off. And actually, a lot of my mama CEOs, baby, we've been thinking about this since like the beginning of the year or March, but it's April. What is today's date? By the time it comes out, it'll be April 16th. That is plenty of time. You have plenty of time to start planning and start preparing now for your summer break. So that's what this whole Instagram live was about. And you can listen to it now. Hey boo, hey. Okay, so I'm gonna be looking off to the side because my notes are over here, and I'm doing this for my podcast as well. It's called Repurposing Content. So today I want to talk about planning to take time off this summer starts now. So if you are a service provider, a coach, a service provider that wants to add in coaching, all those things, if you are planning to take time off this summer, which we all should and we all are going to want to, especially as moms, right? Like if you have kids that are in school, they're going to be out for summer break, so you're going to want to spend time with them, as well as it's the summer. Like, we want to be outside, we want to have fun, we want to just live our best lives. So because of that, I want you to start thinking now about taking time off this summer, and we need to plan for this now. Okay, so I know the quarter just started. I know we're like trying to get our stuff together and our thoughts together from quarter one, and we're like, dang, you know, it's just the beginning of quarter two. Why are we thinking about why are we thinking about summer break? But if quarter one is any indication of how this year is gonna go, it seems like the days are literally flying by. Like, I am still shook that 3 months, well, actually it's been more, yeah, that 3 months have passed. Like, I'm still shook that we're like 3 months into the year. Well, now four, I guess. So I'm saying all this to say, like, listen, time is going to creep up on us, and next thing you know, it's going to be summertime, and you're going to be like, bruh, what happened? Like, I'm not ready to take time off. And one of the biggest things that I hear from a lot of the moms that I work with is you feel like you can't take a break, right? That you have to work while you're on vacation. Or if you don't work while you're on vacation, you're going to lose momentum. You're going to lose visibility. You're going to lose steam. Like, you're going to lose all that effort and work you put into your business. You feel like you're going to lose that momentum because you take the time off. And we don't want that, right? I also hear a lot of moms say in the summertime that they have a slump in sales, right? That does not have to be the case if we plan for this
now, okay? So this is why I'm having this whole conversation of why you need to start planning for this right now. So again, I'm looking at my notes. So if you see me looking off, that's why. But the first thing that I want you to do is to decide the dates that you want to take off, right? Like go ahead and decide now what date you want to take off, and let's get your systems in place now so that your business can actually sustain itself when the time comes, right? When you decide to take those days off. And it's okay if you don't know for sure. Like I still don't know for sure what actual dates I'm taking off, but I am already planning. Well, I've actually already planned, but I am actively planning for time off in the summer. And a lot of my clients, that's what we're working on currently. So I know that a lot of people will say like, take a break when you need one. And listen, I am a huge advocate of that. I never tell, especially moms, like I never tell anybody like you should keep pushing, or if you're tired, just like keep pushing through. But at the end of the day, let's be real. No real company completely shuts down. They don't post, they don't send emails, they don't sell, right? They don't close their doors just because the CEO decides to take a break. We have to take our businesses just as seriously. And I feel like that's something that's commonly missed, is that a lot of times we don't take our businesses as seriously as real world businesses. But like, you are a CEO. At the end of the day, you're a CEO. So just because you can't show up, just because you don't have the capacity, doesn't mean that your business should just fall apart, that you should just stop showing up, that you shouldn't post or sell or whatever like that. You would still be able to do those things if you have systems in place. So we're gonna talk about this real quick, all right? I'm actually going to just go ahead and give you an action plan. Like I'm not even going to like try to do all this extra. Here's the thing. If you don't want to see a slump this summer, if you want to make sure that you have systems in place that you can take time off confidently, the first thing you want to do is, like I said, set your vacation dates. Or if you don't know what your vacation dates are, at least set some time, like know to yourself, okay, I want to take 2 weeks off this summer. I want to take, you know, 2 full weeks back to back off. I want to take 4 weeks, right? Whatever that is. You may not have the exact dates. You may not have planned things for the summer yet, but at the end of the day, you should have a good idea of like, this is the amount of time I want to take off, and own that, right? It's okay to say you want to take a month off this summer, or you want to take the whole month off, right? Like if you want to take 2 months off this summer, so what, right? Like you get to do that. But let's put these systems in place. Like let's put things in place beforehand so that you don't experience a summer slump, right? So that you don't experience a slump in sales during that time period, but also so that you don't lose momentum, you know, in the communities that you're building, in your content, in generating leads, right? You don't want to lose those things just because you decided to take time off. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you want to decide what offer you can sell during that time that doesn't involve you having to talk to people, right? Because when you're off, you want to be off, right? You don't want to have to, oh, I got to check in every day and respond to DMs and all that. Like you're not trying to do all that. So I really want you to think about, what are the offers that you can sell that will require the least of you, right? So as much as I love to like be in the DMs and have sales calls and do all these conversations, at the end of the day, like, bro, when I'm off, your girl is off. Like I'm not trying to be on and doing all the things, right? So I want you to think about what that offer is that you can sell. And I want you to also think, if you're a service provider, because a lot of times I feel like service providers, we have this little thing where we feel like we can't take that step back in our business. If you're a service provider, Alicia, hey boo. If you are a service provider, oh my gosh, Andrea's here. Faith is here. Dang, I didn't even know people were in here. I was talking to myself. If you're a service provider, a lot of times people feel like they cannot take time off, right? But that's not true. You just need to have systems in place to take the time off, right? So I want you to think about your offers. And if you're a service provider, the truth is that you can put systems in place. Like you can use Dubsado, like you can get a CRM tool, and that will allow people to go through the entire process without talking to you. I literally have clients like in my photography business, they pay me 4 figures, 5 figures and never speak to me. Like the first time I talk to them is during a strategy call. And some people, I don't talk to them until the day of the photo shoot. And it hasn't been a problem. So I really want you to, 5 weeks, yes, boo, I'm here for it. If you have a client, client management tool, CRM. Yeah. So if you have a client management system, you will be able to take time off even as a service provider where you can sell your services and not have to get on calls and do all the things. And if you do, you can just be really strategic about your calendar, right? So instead of having the calendar open where people can book a consult at any time, you really limit it, right? To, you know, maybe just one day a week where you're like, okay, I'll do calls on this one day, right? It's not that big of a deal and people will still pay you. So that's thing number two. Thing number three is that in addition to thinking about your, thinking about like what offers you can sell, I also want you to think about how you can get ahead financially. So how can you set like a sales or a savings goal now, and in quarter two, use that to stack your cash before the summer, right? So this is something that I did during maternity leave, my last maternity leave, where I took probably the 4 months prior. Yeah, it was about 4 months prior. I took those 4 months to stack my cash. I sold really hard. And remember, a lot of people didn't even know. Well, actually nobody knew that I was pregnant with my second. So, but I took those 4 months and I really like, I was selling hardcore. So what I want you to think about is what can you sell now, or how can you sell? You kept the baby from us. But I want you to think about, you know, how can you stack your cash now, so that you can, you know, have a cushion when the summer comes, right? So in case you decide not to sell your offers or whatever, at least you have the cash up front, and you're not losing out on any money, you know, I guess, during your summer break. The fourth thing, and this is going to be the last big thing, is I really want you to batch your content. Going back to this piece about momentum, one thing that I hear over and over, so do I need to, you know, let people know I'm going on vacation, blah, blah, blah. You can, right? You can do those things. Okay, there we go. You don't have to do those things if you just batch your content and post, right? If you just batch your content and schedule it, it will go out for you during that time period. So I really want you to just think about batching your content, getting ahead of that. And because step one, you already knew what dates or what time period you plan to take off, you can then be proactive and say, okay, I'm going to make sure that I have 4 podcast episodes created and scheduled. I'm going to have, you know, 8 social media posts ready, right? Whatever the situation is, you can have those things batched in advance. A couple of things I want you to think about as you're thinking about your content and batching these things is it doesn't have to be the same frequency. So let's say you are someone like me who I post a lot of content, right? When I go on vacation, or when I went on maternity leave, when I go on vacation, when I take time off, I don't post at the same frequency and cadence that I do when I'm normally on. So it's okay to, like, you know, cut back a little bit, right? Or choose to only show up on maybe 1 or 2 platforms versus 4, if that's where you are, right? At the end of the day, it's just really important that you aren't losing momentum, right? You don't have to cut your momentum just because you're going on vacation, right? And again, we're planning for summer now. Now is the time, right? Now is the time so that you do not find yourself in the summer like, dang, this summer was slow, right? The summer is not slow for those of us that are prepared, okay? The summer is not slow for those of us that are prepared. So now is the time to get prepared. The other thing that I want you to consider is lean into what is your bare minimum in touching each phase of the customer journey. So if you are taking more than about 2 weeks off, I really think like 2 weeks is when you get into that territory of like, okay, you got to kind of be on your Zoom. Like, you got to make sure that you're keeping things going for when you take time off. So you really want to think about the customer journey, right? You want to think about how are you going to be increasing your visibility, right? So what kind of content or collaborations or whatever, what are these things that you can do that you can set up proactively so that when the time comes, you're not missing out on nothing, right? So what does that look like for you when it comes to visibility? What does it look like to create content or create spaces where you're able to nurture and still engage your community without you having to be front facing and showing up, right? There are ways to do it. People do it. I mean, I do it all the time. Like, people just don't realize I don't post anything in real time. I mean, this live obviously is in real time, but I don't post anything in real time. And I don't do a lot of stuff in real time. And I still have a very engaged community. People that read my emails, they show up, you know, to my different things that I do, right? So what are those things that you're doing to keep that momentum, to keep people engaged? What do people need to see or hear when they are considering your offers, right? What does that look like? And then lastly, what do people need to hear, or what does it look like for you to create conversion content, right? So that's going to be the fourth thing that you want to think about. So doing all this is going to keep you from finding yourself in a place where you're like, dang, I don't know what to post. Like, I'm taking time off, but my business is not prepared for this, right? At the end of the day, you have time, right? I'm telling you now, you have time. Start batching now. Start doing the work. Start planning for your time off now. Your bank account, your business will thank you by being proactive, right? So I told you on April 3rd, 2024, to prepare for your summertime off, right? To prepare to take a break because you deserve it, right? First off, you deserve it. Second off, your kids are gonna wanna be outside and you're gonna wanna be outside with them. You're gonna wanna be enjoying life and doing all the things. And we don't want to be in a awkward situation with our business where we feel like things are slow or that we're losing momentum, we're losing progress because we weren't prepared, right? So this year, we're prepared for summer, honey, okay? We're gonna make that bag, like we're gonna make the money all summer long, and we're gonna have fun, right? And we're gonna enjoy the summer for what it is. So starting now inside of the Shmoney Mama membership, this is gonna be our focus. Our focus is on cashing out in quarter two and setting things up, putting our plan in place for the summer break, right? That's all I care about right now. I want us to be able to take a true vacation in the summer where you're not having to work, where you're not having to log into your email or check any other kind of situation, right? We're gonna be set up with our systems in place that we're consistently making sales and all the things while we are on vacation. Is my baby crying? I think my baby crying, so we're gonna have to cut this. Anyway, join Shmoney Mama and say, okay, my baby crying. So that was it. Look at me. I got through all of it. That was fun. Until next time, I will talk to you later, darling.
Wow. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayantha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.